work for you being okay. Oh, my car is so loud. But yeah, babe, you can sit with me for a bit. We can do our work together, and I'll read all about behavioral and neuroscience methods. Well, you do what you need to do, okay? We can chat later. Just enjoy each other's company while we grind. Not really, baby. Get to work. I know I procrastinate as much as you do, but again, no. Oh my gosh. No, there's a typo in my textbook. Get, don't worry about it. Let's let's work, okay? Oh my god, the car is so loud. Did you hear that, baby? Sorry. Keep working. I didn't mean to distract you. sorry that was loud. I was just screenshotting a picture from the textbook that I wanted to superimpose into my notes. Oh no, it was a diagram explaining the different lobes of the human brain. So it seemed pretty fitting to put in my notes about, you know, EEGs and fMRIs. So, yes, but anyway, back to work, darling. So there was this guy, and I had learned about him in Psych 101, but I totally forgot about him until now. But his name was Phineas Gage. And point of my story is, long story short, he had a rod go through his head and survived, but had a big personality change, as one would expect when you had a rod go through your brain. But the point of my story is, they have a picture of him in
the textbook, and I was not expecting that. I wasn't expecting that, but sorry for distracting you all. We'll get back to work now. I just thought it was a bit shocking, I guess. My glasses are dirty. I don't quite understand how, like, with Phineas Gage, you can literally have both of your frontal lobes destroyed, but continue living. How does that even work? How amazing your humans are. The whole area of our brain, the whole front chunk of it, that's responsible for our mature thought, our ability to reason and have complex thoughts, the part of our brain that allows us to know what to say to other people in a hard situation. That whole area can be destroyed and we can still live. I know I'm kind of acting a little geeky, babe, but isn't that crazy? Okay. Yes, you're right. Back to work. Sorry for distracting you. I don't want your love. Don't come to me now. I don't want your love. Don't come to me. Hey, don't look at my computer. No, not I'm not on Reddit. Not on Reddit. Babe, I was taking a break. Okay, sorry. I got the little notification that somebody followed me, and I got excited. I'm sorry. Just wanted to check who it was. No, nobody liked that. Stop it. Well, since you called me, how's your work going? Good. You got a lot done. Good. You got a lot done. I know. I'm sorry. I'm very distracting. That's good. Do you want me to get you a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, maybe? We can get back to work, okay? All right, baby.
Just riding a wave, play the game, but it played us. No sleep, you got your eyes wide open. It's scary like a sci-fi show. And you're cruising down the I-5, hoping that for once the time will fly by slower. Wish we could live in the moment. It gets harder and harder to focus. We just ran, so it's harder to own it. So if it helps ya, I'm here with ya. Baby, don't you cry no more. I got two arms in an open door. Sure as there's a night and day, I know things are gonna be okay. Baby, don't you cry no more. I got two arms in an open door. Sure as there's a night. I know things are good.
is your work going? Maybe. I'm glad we can work together. Even if we don't study the exact same thing, being in each other's company is really nice. Now I'm reading about DT MRIs. Okay. Baby, I think I'm gonna wrap it up here, but well, if you enjoyed studying with me, maybe we can do it again. Yeah, just, you know, text me or let me know if you want to do this again. It was really fun. And next time you can tell me more about what you're working on, or I won't talk as much about rods in your head. Yeah, come on. Let's go do something a little bit more fun then.